Oh, yeah, you should get more coffee.
Okay, can you grab that book for me? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Here's an announcement. We're growing, which is such a good thing. So we're going to pass this around. It's just a church contact list. We've been asked to, like, we don't know how to contact everybody. So if you would, please and thank you. Name, email, phone number, and pass it around. Please and thank you. Tori, thank you. Wonderful. Look at those skills. Awesome. Thank you.
Complete boredom when I was a kid.
You learned to speak backwards?
All sorts of stuff.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that we get to come to your house. We get to be in your presence. We get to hear your word. We get to be refreshed by you, Lord. We get to be filled up by your Holy Spirit. I thank you and praise you that you truly are a God that is with us and that you have said you never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, I thank you that you don't change. You truly are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you, Father God, that we truly live in your kingdom. Your kingdom will never fail, fall, stop, crumble, go on pause, ever. We're in the world, but we are not of the world, Lord. We truly are citizens of heaven, and so let our eyes truly be fixed upon you. You are the King. You are the one and only true King, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are the highest. We bow to you. We worship you. We praise you. We honor and glorify you. We come low before you and only you, Lord God. We do pray for others, Father God, that are hurting in all sorts of ways within our world, within our communities, within our little neighborhoods, within our intimate families. But we just plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone and everything that we have contact over, Lord Jesus. I thank you and praise you for that. You're not surprised by anything, and you have a plan. It is full of hope. It's full of a good future. And I thank you, Lord, that you also create opportunities for us to step into by your power, by your might, by your spirit, by you, through you, for you. It's all about you. We love you, Jesus. We praise your name. Amen. So this morning, I don't have a normal sermon. So if you're hopeful for that, sorry, I don't. But I did come with a tremendous sense of thankfulness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. First huge thank you was I received an anonymous gift, if that was one of you. Thank you so much. If you know who it was, tell them thank you so, so much. Also, I want to say thank you. As a church, I was able to go to Billings, Montana for the Foursquare Leadership Conference. And I was there Monday through Thursday. And it was absolutely fantastic. Holy Spirit filled the entire time. Breakout rooms, connections, other leaders, other pastors, the district, and man, were things just poured out to the Lord. And so coming back, I actually just want to share. Kind of what happened there and what they talked about, how the movement of Foursquare is going with the Lord. So, they talked about possessing the land. Foursquare as a movement has said, we are going to possess the land. And where they have received that from is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. And it says, the Lord our God said to us in Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the hill country of the Amorites and to all their neighbors in the Arba. in the hill country and in the lowland and in the Negev and by the sea coast, the land of the Canaanites and Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and to their offspring after them. So possessing the land, the Lord has said, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. The Lord brings them in, right? Brings them to this place. They are there. And then the Lord himself is like, okay, listen up. At this place, in this mountain, you have stayed long enough. Sometimes we find ourselves at a place of like, yeah, but this is really familiar. This is really comfortable. This is what I know, right? They're kind of like wandering, obviously, around the desert for 40 years, all of this. They've come to this mountain and like, well, we're just going to set up camp. Like, okay, and now forever, here we are. When the Lord says, turn, we are to listen and obey, and we are to turn. But the Lord is with us, right? The Lord goes with us. He goes with us. He's all around us. He's our rear guard. His holy presence consumes us, right? And is with us wherever we are going, which is wherever he is going. We are to follow him, right? So you have stayed at this mountain long enough. Turn and take your journey and go into the hill country. So when they were sharing about that, I was like, oh, the hill country, okay. When I look at the countryside or the hillside, I'm like, wow, it's so beautiful. You either have grass or flowers, maybe some trees and all of that. But it's hilly, right? Like, oh, this is up and down. These are highs and lows, right? But with the Lord, we can go into the hill country. We can go into the highs and then the lows, right? And he was even saying in the low land. Sometimes we will come into that low, low place, but God is still with us. Our eyes are still set on him. Wherever he goes, I'm going to go, right? I don't actually want to go any other place than wherever the Lord is leading, guiding, flowing. However, wherever he is, he's going this way, we are going this way. He's going this way, we are going this way. Let's not be so set, settled, comfortable, familiar with a time and place that the Lord had brought us to, but that we are to really have ears to hear his voice. You've been here long enough. It's time to turn and take your journey. I wonder, too, if they were like, we've been on a journey for 40 years. I'm tired of traveling, right? I mean, maybe. Or their hearts are. No matter what the Lord says, we have been here for a while. I really like where we're at right now. But my Lord has said, it's time to turn and take the journey into the hill country. We'll go up and down together. He also says, see, period. That's the action. See, have eyes to see. I have set the land before you. That's something to be excited about, right? See, like behold, right? Look forward. I've set the land before you. The Lord will show you what is to come before you're there. I'm standing here, but I can see the doors before me. I can see them when they open and when they close. Actively, Lord, let my eyes see. See that you have set the land before me. Where are we going together? Because the Lord is there. And he's placed it in front of us. So our job, obviously, is to listen and obey and follow the Lord wherever he's turning, wherever he has lit up the path for us to go. Okay? He set it right before us. And that is the thing that we are to go after because, of course, he is there. See, I have set the land before you, right? And that we are not to stay in the old thing. Whatever the old thing is. The old ways, the old way of thinking, the old way of living, the old way of programs. I don't know. Yep. The train is here. Let's get on. It's time, right? We are not to stay in the old thing, because staying Mount Sinai won't take you to the promised land, right? So see that he has set the land before you, right? They're wandering around doing their thing, but the promise is still there. Like, I'm giving you this inheritance, this promised land that you are to take hold of it, right? Because it was promised way back when, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and now all the Israelites get to cross over and take it, take possession of it. That's actually mine. I own that, but I'm not there yet. The Lord is saying, okay, have eyes to see, turn, take up your journey. I don't want you sitting at Mount Sinai any longer. I'm telling you to go. Okay, we are not to stay in the old thing and staying at the foot of the mountain, Mount Sinai, right? It still will not lead you, take you into the promised land. We are also to be faithful to the Lord, be faithful to the words he has given you, and be faithful to his instructions, because he is faithful to us. Even though we make mistakes, we trip up, right? We doubt. We're like, I don't even know how this is going to work out. But the Lord himself is faithful, right? So he is saying, align it with me, with the Lord, okay? Align your thoughts with me. Align your will with my will. Align your desires with my desires. Anything that you want, ask me first. Lord God, what is it that you want? What do you want, Lord? What do you have for us, Lord? I want your will to be my will. I want your desire to be my desire. I want to be in right standing and in alignment with you, Lord. So we are to be faithful to the Lord. We are to be faithful to the words he has given you. Has anyone just like at any time received a word from the Lord? Like, I know that I know that I know this is going to be happening because the Lord has said this to me. The Lord has revealed this to me. The Lord is shifting something. The Lord is moving us into something. I know the Lord said right here, this word today, be faithful and know it will come to pass. At the conference, they also brought up, they said, church, don't be terrified of the future. And people really kind of laughed, like, yeah, how do I do that? Right? Don't be terrified of the future. And they go, do you know why? It's because we know how it ends. We have the book, right? Like, we shouldn't be terrified. Where do we step out at? Right? God does have it. He does. And God has us as well, right? Like, are you holding on to him as he's holding on to you? I have to. Right? Like, to cling to you, Lord, right? But any way that the world is moving, the world is shifting, the churches are moving, the churches are shifting, our eyes are always to be fixed on Jesus Christ. Always. Okay? And if it doesn't line up, we ain't doing it. We're not. That doesn't seem like my Lord. That doesn't seem like the Holy Spirit. I know him. I know him. I know how he speaks. I know what he says, okay? And he's faithful, right? So as a church, as a movement, as Foursquare, as individual followers of Jesus Christ, we are not to be terrified of the future and what is coming. Because guess what? We win, okay? Because Jesus always wins. So God's purpose is also to bring me, us, all of us, into the promised land. If he has said it, it's going to happen. He is going to do it. It's never on our time, okay? Never. I know that. But it is on his time, and he doesn't ever fail. So our faithfulness in him, you know what? He said it. He's going to do it. He's going to bring it. It's going to happen. I'm still just going to follow and trust in my Lord. I know it's going to happen. I know he is going to bring us into the promised land, the more that he has for us. We are to follow God into the future because he is faithful and that he has also set us on mission. What's the mission, right? You're like, oh, I don't know. What is the mission? Some of us in here are military. Some of us will never be military, right? Some really understand, like, I've got mission. I have orders. I know how to follow, obey, operate, execute. Like, let's do it. The Lord has set us on mission. And the mission is sharing the gospel. And you're like, I've already heard that. That simple? Yes, it is. It is that simple. It is. Continue to share the gospel. And if you're like, I don't like that. I'm uncomfortable with that. I don't know how. I don't know how to maybe just share my faith. It can be as simple as this. Lord, will you help me change my vocab when I speak? Will you just help me to say, yeah, thank you, Jesus, for that. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for that. Yeah, thank you, God, for that. Wow, you know what? I praised Jesus the other day because I didn't run out of gas. Vocab. That can be a simple way to still be on mission with sharing the gospel. Hey, girlfriend, you know what? We should really do lunch because I just have this burning sensation. I just want to tell you what God did in my life. Do you think she'll be like, no, I don't want to hear that. Get a new friend, okay? Get a new friend. Right? The goodness of God that he is, okay, and that he does in our life can be that simple of sharing the gospel. You know what? I just have to tell you. Do you know what happened yesterday? My Lord did this and this and this for me. Woo! Jesus saved my life. Let me tell you, right? We can actually share the gospel in so many different ways. It's this right here that kind of gets us in trouble. Like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know all the words of the Bible. I don't either. I don't. And God still is like, we're going to use this one. We're going to use that one. We have a mission for the Lord, and he trusts us enough to say, that one I'm going to use. How about you go over there and just share? Share your love for me. Share your relationship about me. Share it with others. Because God is also a God of relationships. Right? So our mission is about relationships with others. Okay? It's not always being pretty and perfect and, oh, I'm just so good and I have it all together. Praise Jesus. Yeah, that could be a part of it. But it is real life. It is, I'm hurting. I'm really struggling. I don't know how much further I can go on. I'm battling this. I'm going to lose it. Whichever way that is. Because it's all different for us, right? But God is a God of relationships. And so we are also people of relationships. And I pray to God that it is with Jesus in the center of our relationships. They also said, part of the mission is serving first, then leading well. We are to be a people that serve first. Our heart posture, our minds, our hands, our feet. Sure, of course, how can I serve you? And it doesn't mean saying yes to everything. It really does not. Because sometimes when you say yes to everything, you cannot serve well. You can't. You cannot serve the best. Actually, we were just kind of chit-chatting about that, right? Oh, yes, I can do this. 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 Am I going to be okay doing yes to number one when I'm on number 18 of saying yes? No. I'm going to fail and I'm going to burn out. When you serve well, it means saying yes to something that you know you are called to. You can step up. You can help. And also a boundary line. I'm sorry. No, I cannot get to that yet. I'm sorry. No, that is actually not for me to do, but I do know someone or others that would fit this job very, very well. Set it up for success. Saying no is not bad. Saying yes is not bad. But having that balance, okay, of I can serve you very well here. I can. And then also, you know what? I am able to lead in this area well because of our relationships together. with Jesus at the center. The other things that they were talking about at the conference, which I love, is pursuing his presence. We are to be a people, a church, a movement of pursuing his presence. That can look many, many, many different ways, right? I mean, we experience his presence as we're like worshiping in the car, right? We're just like, wow, okay, the Holy Spirit just like filled up my whole car, and all I was doing was just trying to drive with my eyes open and sing worship, right? And you're just flooded with him. You're like, wow, man, your presence was so heavy, but it was the best. It wrecked me in the best way. I'm going to actively pursue the presence of God. And what other ways can that look? By prayer. That's a simple, Lord God, please help me. Lord God, be with me. Lord God, pray for protection over my children. Right here, actively being in the word. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. This Bible dipping. You just, okay. The Lord has a sword and it is salted with blood. Ooh, it is gorged with fat and the blood of the lambs and goats with all the fat and the kidneys of ram. Ugh. Okay, right. But it's still the word of the Lord, right? Like actively, Lord, I just want to be in your word. I want to know what your word says. I want to be in your presence. I'm just going to worship you. And you know, God himself says, I am God with you. I'm with you. I am with you, right? Those times that we feel like I'm so alone, I'm really, really isolated, like nobody knows, nobody understands, but God still is like, I'm right here. I am with you, okay? They were also saying, don't stop when you face a mountain. Don't stop pursuing his presence. His presence is everything, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is true freedom. There is deliverance. There is healing. There is radical transformation. It is not just, I know God's with me. I know God is good. I know God is here. Cool. That's surface level. I can say that too. Anybody can say that. Yeah, I know God. But has it dropped? And I mean like anchored. Has it settled down deep within you? I pursue him with everything that I have. That can just be even a whisper. It can be a sigh. It can be a single tear. It looks differently for everybody. But your heart, your soul, right? My heart cries out. My soul cries out. I'm pursuing his presence. If I don't have his presence, I'm gonna die. If I don't have his presence, what am I doing in life? We are to steward what he has given us. He's given us himself, right? He has given us his Holy Spirit. As a church, as a body, as Foursquare, as individuals, do we steward him well? Do we carry the presence of God well? Do we represent him well in our lives, in our actions, in our, you know, everyday activities? In our communities, in our families, right? In our place of work, whatever we're doing, in Lyons and Safeway, do we represent him well? Do we carry the presence of the Lord, carry the Holy Spirit that God himself has freely given us, that he's like, that's where I want to dwell, right there, right inside, right there. He's made our bodies to dwell within, to be God with us. So actively in our minds, do I steward, do I carry the Holy Spirit well? I mess up a lot. I make a lot of mistakes. I absolutely trip up on sin, not trying to, but I'm very human. But Lord, will you help me steward what you've given me well? And that starts with your Holy Spirit. We are to invite him into the darkness. And that darkness refers to darkness of our minds, darkness of our hearts, darkness of our souls. Any place that we find ourselves really, really struggling, wrestling, right? Like, I'm having a hard time in life right now, right? I am very fearful. I don't know when my next meal is going to be. I don't know how I'm going to feed my children. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't even have gas to drive to school, to work, to whatever. Any mountain, right, that is at your face, that's maybe like pressed up against you, where you're like, I can't see. I don't know. It's so large. There's this giant thing in front of me. But we are not to stop pursuing his presence. When that mountain is here, that giant thing in front of you, and probably casts a dark shadow because you can't see anything else but what this is pressing upon your face, we are still to be still, even in the dark, and pursue his presence. God, I am really isolated. I am really lonely. I am really bitter. I am fill in the blank, but I invite you into this place, Jesus. I invite you into this place. God, I don't move unless I have your presence, unless you tell me, see, turn, take, go, be cool, be still. God, I need your presence. God, these people have betrayed me, put my name in the mud. It doesn't matter. It hurts, but I need your presence more than anything. I will survive if I have your presence. I will continue to push and press forward. I will go up this hill and back down into the valley, because you are with me. We are still to actively pursue with everything we have. Have you ever had that sensation, a child or someone, even a pet, that you dearly love and they are lost? You cannot find them. Doesn't your stomach just drops? It's the worst feeling, one of the many worst feelings of like, where is my baby? Where is my child, right? Or my pet has run off. I cannot find them. It's already been days. Like, if I'm never going to see them again, right? Are you like, oh, well, maybe they'll show up. This is your child. I mean, like, you will do anything to find them, to go after them, right? Like, you call. You're like, look at them. Go find them. Go over there. Please go make a phone call. Call cops, I need you to find them. Help me. You go out. You don't stop. That comes from a place of love, right? That is exactly how Jesus himself pursues us. Actively, right? I got my whole bunch right over here, but that one that ran away, I'm telling you, I will never stop until I get that one. Okay? As parents or people, you know, the things that we love, pursuing, I will never stop looking until I find my child, no matter what. I will still go out and look because my pet has ran away and I love them. I want them back home with me. His desire for us, his pursuit, right? Our pursuit of his presence should be absolutely everything. When we are in his presence, we find new direction and vision in the presence of God. Does anybody wrestle with like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I feel really blind. It's the same thing over and over and over. What am I supposed to do in life, right? Lord, I'm gonna turn. I'm gonna actively be in your presence. I thank you and praise you, Jesus, that you are God with me. And I am seeking new direction. And I'm gonna wait on you. Lord God, I am seeking new vision. I'm going to wait on you. Pursuing his presence and know and believe, I'm going to be receiving new direction. I'm going to be receiving new vision for what he has individually in my life, as a church, as a Foursquare movement. The plan is birthed in his presence. whatever plan that might be. We are, of course, to seek first from our Lord. Lord, what is your plan? What is your vision? What is your word over this? You fill in the blank. Your life, your home, your school, your work, your church. Whatever plan with direction and vision that you need will be birthed in his presence. And that is exactly where trust grows. Our trust in him grows within being in his presence. We are to also be believing for a great move of God. And we are not to assume what it will look like. Like, don't you dare assume what this great move of God is going to look like. Because when we come with some sort of expectation, normally we can be disappointed, right? But if we come with the expectation, I know God is going to speak, I know God is going to show up, I know God is going to move, I know my Lord is going to be here, that's what I expect, you are never disappointed. You are never let down because he is God with us. He has the plan. He has the hope, right? He has our future. He knows what's coming. And it's good. It is so good, right? Be believing, be expectant of a great move of God. What, as a church, what do you want? What is it that is burning in your hearts? God, please, would you move on our community? God, please, would you radically just free everybody in their souls right now, right? Like celebrate recovery, right? I want to be transformed. I want to walk out in my community. I want to be like, Jesus has set me free. I can't keep it in. I have to tell everybody. I used to do this and now I'm able to do this. Do you know why? Because it's cut off of me. I'm no longer the same person, right? Even that is a great move of God. It's one of many, right? But we are to, and I mean dig in deep, pursuing his presence and be believing of a great move of God. No matter what that is, how it looks, when it comes, just know. I know my Lord, and he's a big, big God. And he's going to do something that's just going to like blow it out of the water. I know it. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know he's going to show up. And you won't be disappointed. Have expectation that he is going to show up. Psalms 105, verse 4 says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. And that is the same. First Chronicles, excuse me, and I forgot the other, they move really, really fast sometimes. So First Chronicles is the same as Psalms 105, 4. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Psalms 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Exodus 33, 14. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. That's excellent, right? Because so many times our suffering, our things that hurt us, any pain that we're going through, we're just like, God, where are you? Why? Right? Those painful places, suffering, it also leads us to the Lord. God, please help me. Make this stop. Make it go away. Whatever it is. Lord, I'm praying for these people because I love them. I want to see a change in their life so much, right? Lord God, I'm in your presence, and I thank you for the rest. I thank you for that, right? He says, I will give you rest, and that's a promise. Psalms 140, verse 13, surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. These are beautiful promises. It's the word of God. It's always true. And the last one was John chapter 17, verse 24. And this is Jesus speaking. John 17:24. Jesus says, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Did you ever really realize that Jesus Christ himself has a desire? He's God of the entire universe. What on earth could God desire? It's you and me. That should, like, I don't know, burst you into tears maybe, like, oh, what? Jesus Christ? Jesus has a desire and it's me? What? And he's praying to his Father. I desire, Father, that they would be one just like we're one, and that they would be with me where I'm at, right? He desires us to be in his presence. What should our answer be? Yeah, I am there, Lord. Yes, I would love to dwell in your presence of the Most High, that you would even think of me, that you would even invite me in, that you would even welcome me, that you would call me in. That one I want. That one over there I want to be with me. Father, I desire that one to be where I'm at so they can see my glory. What kind of God is that? That is the God that we worship. That is the God that we praise. That is the God that we surrender our lives to. He gave us our lives, right? We owe him absolutely everything. Everything. He promises us his presence. Incredible things are in his presence. I pray that this motivates you to be like, oh my gosh, I want to enter into his presence. I want to be everywhere that the Lord is at. The Lord is with us. And the very last thing that they had said was about, in Foursquare, passing the flame to the next generation. And they also made it pretty important to say, please hear my words. We're not passing the torch, but we are passing the flame, right? They call it the third. I don't remember the age, maybe 60s, 70s, right? Anyways, they call it the third. And so that generation, the 60s and the 70-year-olds, like, you are still carrying your torch, your fire for the Lord. But the younger generations, don't just, well, let go. I gave my torch to Savannah over here. You know, no. You hold on to your torch because that's from the Lord. That's what you carry. But you light them up. You pass the flame of the Lord. Okay. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, Lord, please, would we be a movement in this way? Everyone has a place. Everyone has a place. They carry the presence of the Lord. They carry the flame of the Lord. But also they know my mission, part of my purpose, is to also pass the flame, light the other ones up, and help them carry the flame of the Lord, help them carry the torch. So I bless you with this. I hope and pray that it was motivational and encouraging, because thank you again for allowing me to go to Montana for a few days and be in his presence there and be with other leaders and pastors. I really have received something, and I really believe that the Lord has also, like, he really has deposited something here for us to take a hold of. And so I just, Lord, we pursue your presence. We pursue your direction. We pursue your vision. We pursue your voice, your heart, your desires, your wants. We pursue you, Lord Jesus. We want to be able to hear you and to turn and to pivot and to move when you say, turn, pivot, move. It's now time that we are not to, like, but I've been at this mountain, and Lord God, I'm really comfortable here. It's really familiar. I know how to walk around this place. No. That doesn't bring us to the promised land, the best land that you have for us. We are no longer to stay in the old thing, the old ways, the old way of thinking, doing, believing, whatever it is. We're going to remove it off the table. And we say, Lord God, we seek you. We seek your word. We seek your presence. Let us steward your Holy Spirit very well, in honor and in glory, representing our God. And I thank you, Lord, that we would be a house that would feel like the home of Jesus. That feeling of like, man, I'm so comfortable here. What is that? I feel so like I can just rest and be still here. What is that? That is the presence of Jesus. That is the presence of the Holy Spirit brooding over us, covering us, that it would be so tangible that when we walk in and out of here, and especially new families, new individuals, that they would be deeply drawn into here because we are the light in the darkness. Because you draw them in. You draw them to your rest. You draw them into your house. I thank you and praise you for the big move that you are going to do and that you allow us to be a part of it, that we are on mission and that we are not afraid of the future, stepping over and into the promised land that you have already given us. On purpose, we are not going to stay at the foot of the mountain or the old place and pretend like it's our promised land because it's just comfortable. We will together go to the hill country and we will advance up and down, highs and lows. It will be hard, but you are there. You are with us. We trust you. You are faithful. We trust you in all of those dark places that actually grows our intimacy between you and me, you and us. We want you. We eagerly desire your presence, Lord. Fill up this house. Fill up this community. Fill up every single heart and mind that is sitting here or later listening to audio. We thank you for who you are. We thank you and praise you that you are a God that is always with us, no matter what, because that's who you are and that is what you've said. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you and praise you. And I bless everyone here in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed. Have an excellent day.